AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. As President Obama heads into the home stretch of his presidency, he wishes he had closed down the prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, when he first took office.
I didn't, because at that time, as you'll recall, we had a bipartisan agreement that it should be closed.
Obama told the City Club of Cleveland today reaching agreement with Congress has proven to be more difficult than he anticipated.
I thought that we had enough consensus there that we could do it in a more deliberate fashion. But the politics of it got tough and people got scared.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter told the House Armed Services Committee he supports Obama's desire to shut down the detention center.
The president does have the stated intention to close Gitmo, and I'm in favor of the safe closure of Guantanamo Bay.
Indiana Congresswoman Jackie Walorski asked Carter if it will be necessary to bring detainees to the U.S. if the detention center is closed.
Is that the only option for a final disposition is the U.S. prison system?
That is an option that is available.
What's the other alternative?
It's now forbidden by law to do that.
This president's been known to override the law. It's not that this would be breaking news.
Terrorists killed at least 19 people today, most of them foreign tourists at a museum in Tunisia. Dozens were hurt. A manhunt in Mesa, Arizona has resulted in the capture of a suspect wanted for killing one person and wounding five others in a series of shootings today, according to AP correspondent Brian Skoloff.
The suspect was taken into custody about 5 hours after the shooting. Officers spotted him on an apartment balcony where he'd apparently broken into an apartment complex and deployed their stun guns. So there was no deadly force used. He was actually seen being brought out in somewhat of a hazmat suit. Authorities indicated they were just trying to retain as much evidence as possible on his clothing.
Several people have been shot inside a Swedish restaurant. Some have died. This is AP Radio News. Investigators have recovered the remains of a New Jersey mother who disappeared in January.
Erica Crippen, who's a mother of two, has been missing since New Year's Eve. Her husband was arrested in the case in January on Tuesday. Investigators found the body along a rural road in Maryland. They were able to pinpoint the location based on the Garmin GPS that they found in his car.
AP correspondent Sean Carlin reports that GPS center really paid off for authorities.
It had over 8,500 pinpoints, or what the prosecutor characterized as breadcrumbs, that marked a point every time the car stopped. And what they were able to do was narrow that down, and this particular spot was found about 100 feet from one of these pinpoints where he had stopped.
The woman's body was found wrapped in a blanket along a rural road in Sykesville, Maryland. There was duct tape on her mouth and nose. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.